I was just talking about the devotion to God and to the Master, you see. True worship lies in the fact that man must be true to the words of the Master, the God speaking through him. What he says is the Bible, is the Veda, is the Grantha, is the Quran. Take it as Bible truth, you see, and act on it. By simply paying obeisance outside, that won't help you. Unless you pay obeisance to the words of the commandments given by the Master, the God in him. Understand? Many people come to this satsang. What for? Only to have personal interest in that. Name and fame, I am the biggest worker in the satsang. Just having control, otherwise, well, people just look to my beck and call, like that. He wants to just supersede the Master too. He said the Master work is going on only through us, but for us. Such like attitude, these people go on so long as their interests are served, they will go on. When their interests are marred somehow or other, directly or indirectly, they will go against the Master openly. Such instances have been always in the times of the Master too. Even Judas was played against Christ, isn't it? It was you crucified him. Even in all satsang, people come of different tastes. I am telling you, those who come with true hearts, really for devotion to God, they will have God. But if they come with some purpose in view, maybe name and fame, maybe some lucrative point of view, you see, maybe for some purpose here and there, well, such like people cannot derive the full benefit of coming to the Mart. Generally, it is seen, those very people who were become the, I mean, commanders of the satsang, those very people, when their interests are not served, they go against the Master. People think, what is all that? He was the most devoted man. Well, he was not devoted to the Master, he was devoted to his personal interests. Leave your homes for the sake of God, all through the way, don't think of anything else. When you reach the place, don't think of who has come or who has not come. Only you, and between you and the Master, there should be no one, nobody else. We strike friendships within the way, and take it, tell them that, well, this is the way to love God. Well, look here, love God. Love does not mean sexual love. No, let me be very frank, you see. They begin to love physically. The result is they are stand between the Master and the man concerned. This is wrong. I have been very explaining these things openly. Nowhere you'll find like that. But still with that, this disease goes on. People, you must be true to your own self. The God is within you. The Master is within you. If you are true to him, you have to fear none. But for the sake of interest, selfish motives, people come for name or fame or some other lucrative point of view. When those purposes are served, you are very devout. I am the servant of servants and this and that. When that is little satisfied, then those very people proclaim openly, oh, such and such we have seen the Master. So this is the point discussed here, you see. When you come to the Master, heart is one. You can give heart to one, not to hundreds, you see. If you are given to God, then love all God for the sake of God, all of you. Not for the, we love people and forget God, not for them. In that way, nobody will stand between you and the Master. You will have derive full benefit of coming to the Master. You follow my point? This is the point discussed here. Simply read two lines and ponder over what is in there and put it in practice. You may be doing so many things in your brain, but you don't act even on one word of that. Then what to do? There's a story that five Pandavas, brothers, went to their guru. The first day lesson was, we speak the truth. Go and remember, please. They all left. The second day, the four brothers came up and the Yudhishthira did not come up. Third day, fourth day, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days passed. All were coming, but Yudhishthira did not turn up. Those four brothers told the Guru, look here, that is very simple. You said, speak the truth. We have remembered these very words the very moment you uttered it. But very strange how bad, I would say, such like Yudhishthira. He had not been able to remember these few words, speak the truth. Then he came up after some days and said, Master, I have remembered. And he never spoke lie all through life. Such like attitude will make you perfect. You know so many things, you don't put it into practice, even one of them, that's what you put on. If you want to derive the full benefit of attaining, being at the feet of the Master, or by joining any school of thought, if you don't obey the commandments of the Master, how can you proceed further? Student comes, Master gives you a lesson, and the student does not remember that lesson what is given, then he does not care to put in, how far can he proceed further? Master gives some lesson, he memorizes it, then again comes, the Master gives furthermore. He does not even remember the very first lesson, then how can he proceed? Then you come here like a business, like I tell you, very straight, only paying obeisance, telling only humility outward way, that won't help you, mind that. If you love me, Christ said, keep my commandments. If you love me, then keep my commandments. That's all. So you people come here with all due deference. Why you waste your time? You come here for some higher purpose. Make the use of this, best use of this. Only for wishy-washy way you come here, pay obeisance like a customary thing, you see, that won't give you anything. So this is what is explained here. In this book, you see, is gems, I will say. These points have been discussed in detail. This has gone through me with the grace of my God Guru, you see. And every detail has been discussed here with His grace. And those people who go into the depths of the thing, they know what is what. Start one thing from today. Well, speak the truth. Come after a month, I'll be glad. If you start one thing, all other things will follow. See? Don't harm anybody in mind, thought, word and thought. You remember it, then your mind will be clear. Have chastity, thought, word and deed. Then radiation is your right. So if you love God, and God is in every body, the temple of God resides in every heart. If you love God, you will naturally love all others in whom He resides. Then whom you are going to deceive, perhaps. We know mentally certain things. Our brain is full of libraries of these things, but not a single point is digested and put into life. That is why there is no change. You have been keeping diaries for how long? Most of you do not keep. Most of you. I think, I'm afraid, in the West, I've got about 80% people keeping diaries. Here, I think, 5% won't keep diaries. You follow me? Keep diaries, be very hard taskmaster, watch your life. Stick to it. I tell you, just digest one thing. Then put in daily time to your practices. 2.5 hours. How many there will put in daily? You sit, only then mind will tell you got very perfect way. You got something to start daily at the very initiation. Somebody asked Yogi and others, So how long will it take to have light within it? At least 5 years penances will give you light. You get very first day. How fortunate you are. And with all that you don't keep up to it. You don't maintain it. Those are maintaining quite appreciable. I'm talking to all of you, those who don't care. I would rather have only one or two men coming here rather than 100 here. I tell you, don't obey. I love you. Why? With all your imperfections. And husband assured me, as Gandhi said, as husband loves his wife with all his drawbacks, his infirmities, he said, I love Congress with all these shortcomings. I love you all with all your shortcomings. Why? Because you are sons of God. You see, God resides with you. I wish you come direct. You got the man body, make the best use of the man body you have got. You see? Only for that reason. Sometimes I pay more attention to one, they say, oh, that attention is only to bring you up. And that is also according to the commandment of my master. You see, what interest I have got. If you don't come up to the standard, you are taught daily, then what is it? These things I have put before you so many times. I tell you very plainly, if you don't live up to what you are told, you cannot progress. Initiation helps you, of course, in your love for the Master, love for the light within you, you live up to it. If not, you don't care, you keep, take the medicine and put it in the shelf and don't use it, then please, you will have to come back again. Of course, not below man body. But what is the use of coming back? You have got the man body now. Why can't you make the best use of the thing you have got? Your soul touches the God into pervading, into expression power, all sins will be washed. You are not to return. And much of the time of earthly life has passed already. Where we stand? Please do live up to what you are here. You come here. You come here for your own purposes and don't live up to what you are told, then you are deceiving all others too. I tell you, you don't deceive him, but all others. Oh, if this man is going to satsang, his life is such a thing, his life is such a thing. Yeah. People point their fingers to you. Such a low man, why? What satsang teaches? You defame the satsang. You become the source of deception to others. Is it all this taught by the satsang here? Come to senses, please. This is all what I can say. आपके यहाँ नहीं आने का क्या फायदा? आप भी उस बात को नहीं फायदा था जो तुमको देख के जाते हो, तुम्हारे जीवन वैसे ही गंदा होकर से सत्संग या सब लोगों के धोखा बने somebody will come up. तो भाई साहब आते हो तो लिव अप टू व्हाट यू आर टोल्ड. लव फॉर गॉड, लव फॉर एवरीबॉडी, जस्ट टेक वन बाय वन एंड पुट इट इन योर लाइफ प्रैक्टिस. And you'll change. Anybody who sees you, he'll run up here and come with the only purpose of knowing God. There's no other subject taught here, no agriculture, no engineering, medicine, nothing of this sort. Only how to contend with God. That's a school for that purpose. This is a school of spirituality and nothing else. तो जिस काम के लिए आते हो वो काम यहाँ तुम्हारे आने का मतलब क्या? प्रभु को पाओ, यही है कि और कुछ? अगर यही है तो उससे पूरा फायदा उठाओ. सो दिस इज व्हाट आई टेल यू. यू सी, दीज आर वेरी गोल्डन जेम्स यू गॉट हियर. थिंक ऑफ देम, मेक यू पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ योर लाइफ. आपके जीवन का हिस्सा बनाओ. यू चेंज. गॉड इज आफ्टर सच पीपल हु आर रियली ट्रूली वांट हिम. You see? Why you should run after God? God will run after you to find out where He can work through you. Baba Jaman Singh went out to find Baba Saman Singh in the Mari Hills from Bias. There are thousands and thousands of other people residing in Punjab. Why did you go there? You were just watching who is the fit man in the world. All must find out, you see. It is not only giving only what you say. Your votes, you make some minister or make some president. No, not. It is a commission from God above. He is after the man, if you become man. Kabir told, you see, that my mind is so clear with love of God, you see, nothing else in there. As limpid as Ganges water is limpid, you see the very smallest sand, the particle of sand also you see from the water, so very limpid and clear. So my mind has become like that, he said, and God is running after me. Oh Kabir, wait, I'm after you, you see. Why should we be running after God? God is after, find some, where is the man? We are beast in men, I tell you honestly. We are not men, we are just. Man is one who has love for God and love for all creation for the sake of God. All others are beasts, that's all. We do acts of beasts and openly we, what you say, we personate like godly men, you see. The beast in you should be got out. And God is after such like people. He is after running, finding out where. No need whether he is a black or white or east or west. That makes no difference. All is creation, you see. This is a very important thing to discuss, you see. What is given in this all scriptures, you see, this is digest. Bhai, aapke aane ka matlab, aap samjhe? Samjho, nahi samjho, aap bhi samjho. Nahi to apna nuksan karo. Aur shayad itni impression, kyun? Kis zordar lafz mein tumko kuch hai, kya galat pade? Nahi karoge, roge. जब वहाँ से चले जाते हैं तो पीछे क्या होता, रोने पड़ता. फिर कई गुदियाँ बनती हैं, कई गुरु बनते हैं, कई मुसीबतें बनती हैं. ढारस को जगह नहीं रहती. तो भाई वो फायदा उठाओ, डायरी रखो, डायरी सचमुच रखो, भजन करो जितना कहा जाए. ना बने तो फिर उसका इलाज ना करने का कह. खाली डायरी रख लो तो भी मैंने कहा दिव्य दृष्टि होगी, हो जाएगी. वो भी रुकावट है माफ सुपर नेचुरल वर्क. Concentration brings you. You can read anybody's mind, anything beyond all walls, you see. That's also a supernatural power which stands in the way. But unless you are dyed with the love of God, you see, contact with God, then you are nowhere, you see. In baaton ko, just remember. And act up to it. Not only remembrance, but act up. The more you act up to it, you will derive the full benefit of coming to the master and also to have the man body.